Going to be first on and talk about Hereford Verified Program. Craig's Executive Vice President at the American Hereford Association, and I'm proud to say a graduate of Colorado State University and, well, Texas A&M too, but most recently Colorado State. So we claim him here.
Wasn't that recent?
Yeah.
It's been a while. Thanks, Ron, for letting me get ahead of you here. I do. More than one. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on the logistics of a source program. You've heard that. QSAs are QSAs. What we're dealing with is source and age identification. We're not doing any more than that at the present time. But what I would like to talk to you about is how does a breed association get around the issue of resistance to change, which we do every day in our jobs, whether it's EPDs, whether it's implementing a health program or a marketing strategy or whatever. How did we take this issue and find the goose that lays the golden egg, the opportunity, and turn it into something positive for our breeders? And so what we looked at is our relationships that we already have existing with a branded beef partner in National Beef, several feed yards that supply National Beef for that brand, and then leveraging our membership to tie those things together. And we really didn't want to reinvent the wheel. We didn't want to get into the auditing business. We didn't want to get in the tag sales business. We didn't want to get in the order buying business. How do you use what's already out there in the infrastructure and networking that thing together to provide some opportunity? And we're beginning. We've seen some bumps in the road, but we're starting to see some traction as well. When we began to evaluate a source verification program, we now call it Hereford Verified, we really laid out three key purposes for getting into that business. Number one is we need to add value to Hereford and Hereford Cross calves. If you're in the Hereford business or if you work for the American Hereford Association, every morning that you get up out of bed, you think, how am I today, this week, this month, this year, how am I going to compete with the upwards of 40 different black-hided branded beef programs that are out there in the country with a red-hided beast? We think about that every day. And we think about it through EPDs and beef cattle improvement, genetic improvement. We think about branded beef niches. We think of a lot of different things, customer service, full-service provider. What do we do to combat that big machine out there? And so that was a major reason. We felt like that's an opportunity for us to really grab hold of. Color doesn't matter, you know, really. If they're source and age, and if they meet, you know, at the choice grade or whatever the spec is that's going on the boat to Japan, we're in. And so that was a reason. Create stronger relationships with feeders, packers, with our AHA members and cow-calf customers. The average Hereford breeder out there, or their average customer, commercial customer out there, has never fed cattle, doesn't want to feed cattle. He loves his sale barn operator. They have Christmas parties together. And, you know, that's the way he's going to market his cattle. The average guy markets cattle based on three principles. He's either out of feed, he's either doing it out of habit, or he's out of money. And that's the reality of the commercial guy that we deal with. So we wanted to link them. We wanted to try to get them apart and get them networked. And then we wanted to build a feedlot and carcass information database that we could pull this information back and make it useful for our breed and making some breed improvement and communicate value back through the chain. And so we've got these EIDs. We've got Allflex has done a wonderful job. There's several other tag companies that are out there that have really bent the curve on technology. Now in these packing plants, there's scanners. There's scanners in the feedlots. I'm sure you have scanners and chute side scanners in your feedlot, in your feed yards. We've got all this computing technology. There's no reason why, Bob Weber, we need to go get in the blood pit every Monday morning when those cattle come and track them through, and all the expense that went into the old time carcass data collection services. So how do we leverage all of that to create some really added value? So we developed the system and we started to pull those components together, and the first thing that the system demands in order for it to work is a packer desire for export eligible cattle. We have now access. We have the access. Now they have to have the desire to go push product back into Japan. And we are gradually seeing more urgency at the packing level, at the processing level, to push product in Japan. The door is beginning to crack open. And so the incentive now, the second big item, is the feedlot premium incentive to create the pull. So now we're starting to get the $25, the $35 carrot, so to speak, for source and age cattle. Have to have it in order for this to work. You have to have a network of feeders and packers that are working together every day, because you can't have a guy send just one load of verified cattle once a year. I mean, you have to have some consistency in supply to make that work. So those relationships have to be there. You know, this thing has to be easy. It has to be low cost with third-party auditing capabilities. Darrell Wilkes said earlier he thinks it's a lot easier than people think, and he's right. It can be a lot easier than what we think, and it has to be easy. And then we wanted data tracking and capturing, as I mentioned to you before. Just give us a little more care, a little more added value, and then provide a feedback or a cow-calf bonus along with the data, even if they're not going to retain ownership. Because face it, the average cow-calf guy, and I know, Steve, you don't like to hear this, but the average guy doesn't want to feed them, does he? He might partner on 10%, 20%. Some of them are more aggressive. But the average guy doesn't want to feed those. And so how do we hook him? How do we hook him into the system? And so we've come up with a program where our packer has agreed to give us that information back with a $3 per head bonus for every tag that winds up going through his packing plant. They send that little $3 back to us at the association. We sync our databases because we developed a Hereford Verified database that will knock on National Beef's door once a week, sync up and pull those IDs out. And so we know what went through the plant. We get a $3 carrot. We get the carcass data, and we send a little letter with that data back to that producer 200 days after he sold them, and he gets a little surprise in the mail. So we wanted to try to do a little different approach. We've had our bumps and bruises, but we've had some successes as well. Some people that never collected carcass data in their life, didn't want to spend the money for it, put a $1.85 tag, they sold them through a sale barn. We communicated that those calves were coming to the feedlot. They got bought and purchased and went through the plant. 200 days later, they wound up with a report and a $3 a head check. So the incentive has to be there. And that's a little bit of what we're dealing with. The biggest expense that we put into it was not people. A lot of people, it does take a lot of people, but we've been leveraging with other folks, third-party auditors, cow-calf or seed stock guys, the actual feeders themselves. We've been networking with those in terms of people resource. What we spent money on was a database. And the database is a web-generated database where you can order your tags online. It links up with Allflex, and then Allflex will directly mail those tags either to the feed yard or to the cow-calf producer. So they can go online, they can type in all their information as prerequisite to the QSA, and then automatically the tags arrive at their front door. And then we have them married up. We've got the EIDs in our Hereford database system. The next thing that happens, obviously, they go to the feedlot, and you're hoping that the feeder is bringing this $25 to $35 a head premium to the table when he's buying them. They're not always paying a premium for those calves. A lot of times they're bringing market. But the feeder relationship with the packer is generating that $25 to $35 carrot, and you're getting that pull-through at that level. And as I mentioned, once they go through the feedlot, they hit the packing plant door, National Beef's scanning those tags as they come through. They're linked to the trolley system, go right to the sales cooler, goes into their database once the carcasses are graded. Once a week, our Hereford database knocks on their door and syncs up. And so we have a data dump, and we're able to capture that information. Today, just some facts, it's not a big program. There's about 20 participating feeders on a regular basis, give or take two or three either side, depending on the year. It's not a closed system, but you need to have a pretty good relationship with the processor if you're a feedlot operator to get in. Relationships work in that business. National Beef Packing Agreement, they are processing in both plants, the Liberal and Dodge plant. So far, again, it's almost a pilot project still in works. About 26,000 tags have been sold in the last 2 years, and we've actually collected data on about 9,800 steers and heifers through the system. So what we're beginning to see is when these folks get the check, get the data, they don't really know what the data means, but they're saying, wow, you know, I'm going to have to go talk to somebody about this. And so we're getting a little bit of excitement. Now, our challenge is, how do we get our seed stock folks more involved in it? Because really, our seed stock producers ought to be the folks that are selling this system. They need to be calling up their top 10 bull customers and getting together on this deal and really getting behind it, because then you're going to find out how your bulls are doing. We haven't been able to do that successfully yet. We've done it on a limited basis, but we need to put a lot more effort behind getting the seed stock producers behind this program. So it is in it's still in its infancy. It is not a food safety driven program. It is a market data collection system and program taking advantage of this packer opportunity to move product into Asia. And I'm hoping that as it grows, we'll learn more about it. We will be able to maybe, we're not into a PVP program. It's just a very basic QSA program. But at least we've got an infrastructure started that if we needed to develop a domestic program, whether it's never ever or what have you, you have a system in place. So with that, Bob, appreciate the time. And if there's any questions, I'll be glad to answer.
Quick question for Craig. Okay.
Yeah, and that's a big challenge. The minimum number, they need load lots. They need load lots. The biggest two challenges, and these are USDA requirements, they will accept cattle coming through a barn. They have to be one brand. Okay? You cannot commingle cattle through a barn. And these guys need load lots. Now, there may be one or two of those yards that have small pen capacity, and you can work a deal out with them. But most of it's load lots right now today.
Why is there a 200 days delay?
Well, I just threw that out there. You know, if the average calf takes 140 to 60 days, and we get the data back, and it just sits around in the office, I just said that for sake of saying it. But it could be 120. Whenever we get that data within a week's time, we turn a report with a check that goes out to the producer.
Craig, is your data individual animal data
approved? It's individual data. We're utilizing visual imaging in technology in those plants, which has been a godsend. You know, they just go through, they read them. It's tied to the trolley. It's tied to the EID. So it made it easy for us to pick that data off their database.
To get back, realize.
That's right. Yeah, and that's been really